will be by 20th.
We are back on the record, and it is approximately 2:38 p.m. During the break, I had a discussion with both parties, and they stipulated that any evidence or testimony relating to the consent agreement is not relevant because it does not add weight to adding to or subtracting from any penalty. Did I summarize that correctly, Mr. Hsu?
Sorry, Your Honor. Absolutely, that's correct.
Mr. Unruh?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Unruh, you may now present your case, but before you do, were you here for my admonition on perjury?
Yes.
Understanding the penalties for perjury, do you promise or swear that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
You may begin.
All right, well, I guess, I did not make the one call like I know I should have. And I guess we've been over that as to why I chose not to. And so I guess we have to go to the next step then as to I did not run the excavator myself. I was not doing that. My son did that, and an assistant that would have been running the grade stick would dug the hole. And if, you know, that area that used to be part of Delzer Construction's backyard. And so there was, when they were excavating, I mean, there was brick, there was pieces of concrete, there was all kinds of rubble in this place. So, you know, I don't believe they dug a pipe up and knew it. The excavator would have just been digging. It was really soft sand, so anything that would have been a pipe would have filled in, I guess. So as Randy Meyer had testified that he did not see a hole in the ground, I never seen a hole in the ground. So I did not know that there was a pipe there that we had broke. So I can say that I did not knowingly backfill over something we had damaged. I did not even know we damaged anything. I thought just the pieces of pipe were just that, pieces of old pipe. I never said to Randy it was an abandoned line because I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a line there. I would not have not that knowledge. So I thought it was just normal rubble that was in the area. So, I guess that's all I have to state on, did I knowingly cover up damage I caused? No, we did not knowingly do it. I don't know how much more to address. The reason why they were having trouble contacting me is I have, well, okay, let's back that up a little. Okay, so my insurance company sent me a notice of non-renewal because of this deal, and so I couldn't find, you know, general liability insurance again, so I'm just going to shut down. And so I went to work for somebody in May. So I've been in Dickinson, you know, the whole summer. So I guess they sent me certified mail, but I wasn't around to get it because I was in Dickinson. But, so every once in a while when I'd come back and then check messages and get my mail, well, then I knew what was going on. But so I have no reason why the insurance company won't pay or aren't going to pay. I mean, I thought they did because they sent me a non-renewal of and used it as the basis of it. So I was under every thought that they had paid it. So I don't know. There is basically, unless I can somehow come up with some liability insurance, there is no more construction company because I can't have a contractor's license without having liability insurance. So I am currently working in Dickinson, and I guess I don't have any more to say. I don't know.
I'm giving you a few more seconds just to decide, but you're finished with your case?
I can't really say any more, I guess.
Okay. Mr. Hsu, do you have any questions for Mr. Unruh?
Yes, Your Honor. It's a little unorthodox asking in this direction, but the Mr. Unruh, how long have you been in, operating under Phoenix Construction?
Would it be better if you went up there so that it picked up on the mic better for this facility? Would you please go up to the witness chair, and that way we can get your testimony better?
Since 1992.
So would you say that you probably are an experienced excavator? Would you say Phoenix Construction is a Phoenix an experienced excavator?
No, we generally don't do excavation.
Okay. Now, your two employees, they actually did do excavation on that site. You're saying it wasn't yourself, but it was your two employees, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and would they have knowledge of how underground facilities work? Would they be able to identify underground facilities?
Well, I would assume so. I can't speak for their knowledge. I don't know. I suppose if you hit a pipe, you're going to see a pipe, yes.
Okay, so if you hit a pipe, you would see a pipe, and you said you, in addition to that, you saw that there were pieces of old pipe on the grounds, correct? Just a second ago.
In the ground that they were digging up, yes, there was.
There were pieces of old pipe in the ground that they were digging up.
Yes.
Okay, and no one took an extra step to actually check to make sure that there weren't any facilities that were damaged down there. You just thought there were just tons of underground pipes everywhere, just little pieces everywhere.
Yes, because of all the other debris that was in the dirt.
Now, let me step you back to that, what you said before, that if someone hit a pipe, that they would know they hit a pipe. Now, a pipe was hit here, correct?
Yes.
So someone should have known they hit a pipe, correct?
No, because they, like I said, there was all this other stuff there, so you wouldn't think it out of the ordinary to find these pieces among the other pieces.
Right, so you guys excavated a whole area across, and then you placed a new part of the building directly in the line of that pipeline. And across that whole, I'm not sure, was it 10 feet, 18 feet across, you did not notice that you hit the pipeline all the way across and collapsed it? Nobody in Phoenix Construction did?
No.
Not at all?
I did not, and nobody ever said to me anything.
You did not, but you can't speak to the people who were doing the excavation there under Phoenix Construction, correct?
If they covered it up?
If they hit it and they covered it up.
I can't speak for them, no.
Okay, so they could have hit this pipeline, and you wouldn't have any knowledge of it personally?
Correct.
Okay, and they could have covered this up, but you wouldn't have any knowledge of this personally, correct?
No.
But you are the... You do own Phoenix Construction, correct? It is registered under your name, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't call a one-call ticket, right?
Right.
Okay. And I... One minute, Your Honor. You know, Your Honor, I think that's all the questions I really have.
I advisory staff.
Well, I just wanted to, how often did you visit the site while the excavation was going on, when your employees were doing the excavating? Were you there at all, or were you off on some other job?
I believe the only time I was there would have been to bring up some fuel for the excavator. That's all I can remember being there, so 10 or 15 minutes would have been it.
And how about when it was time to pour footings?
I probably helped pour the footings, yes. Don't think I set them up, but I think I helped pour them.
And during that time, you didn't notice the other two parts of the pipe going the two directions away from the new part of the building?
No.
You said you didn't do much excavation in your business. How many excavations have you done as Phoenix Construction?
I don't have a number. I don't know. Not many. We typically hire it out. Just sometimes it just has to be that we have to do it because we can't get nobody there or whatever, so...
Is that what happened in this case?
Yes.
That's all I have right now.
Commissioner Kolk.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Doug, for your testimony and for being here today and some of the discussion points. Just, I don't have much. Just, you talked about, or there was a discussion about the letter. I'm looking at the one that's from you, basically, to the PSC Exhibit 3, I think it is.
Yeah.
Can I show that? Is it okay if I can show the witness some? I mean, is that your name in the bottom of it?
Yeah.
So that's you. This is you that signed this?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you've admitted that you didn't call one call, right?
I have. Yeah.
So why shouldn't we fine you? You broke the law. You admitted it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking the question if there's something I'm missing. Okay, and then so the second part about the not reporting it, I didn't come clear to me until your testimony that so I thought you were actually doing the excavating, but you weren't there when allegedly the pipe was hit and covered up, so you weren't there. That's what I think I heard you say.
I was not there, no, besides I said about 10 or 15 minutes when I delivered some fuel. So.
Okay, so you can't really say they did cover it up or they didn't cover it up is what I heard out of that.
I don't know if they did. I would not think they did. I mean, I said one was my son, and I don't believe he would
do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then our attorney, Lana, was asking about when you're actually doing the work and you got pipeline on both sides of this and you didn't notice anything there that you're basically putting footings in the middle of a pipeline?
There was no pipe sticking out or no hole or anything. I mean, I believe Randy Meyer testified to that he never seen no pipe or no hole.
Okay, and then just PSC Exhibit 4, the one that's it looks like it, is that's the one from you to Randy? I'm showing physics exhibit 4. And this is a case about the one call. But in reading this letter, you made the comments, I know some bad errors were made in your job and you're embarrassed. We have never had a job with this many bad screw-ups. What are you talking about? Is this talking about the pipeline, the one call? Or what exactly are you talking about when you made
that?
The
quality of the building that was done.
Okay. Alrighty. And then, so I also understand that Phoenix Construction is no longer a company?
Not currently, no.
And so what's your plans going forward?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm employed by somebody right now, because I can't get... liability insurance. So.
Okay, so we talked about the one call ticket itself. Do you think that this recommended fine of a total of $11,000 is appropriate? Do you think it's too much? Do you think it?
Well, it's something I can't pay. I guess I don't. I can't pay it.
So you feel that by you not being able to pay it, that that should somehow mitigate the what you admitted to doing?
No.
That's why I asked about the future of Phoenix Construction, because if you can't pay it because you have no company, then you come back again later with Phoenix Construction. These are all things that I guess we'll have to work through in a work session, but it's for us it's more of either you did it or didn't do it, I guess. So anything else that since you wanted to add that maybe you remembered after you had your chance, after you made your case, that now that we're, is there anything else you wanted to add that you maybe just thought of? Okay, thank you, sir.
Commissioner Chrisman.
In thinking ahead to this case, I'm looking at an excavation issue, and then you say you do very few excavations, so I'm trying to understand what Phoenix Construction typically did.
We would do the building part. We would pour the concrete and put up the building.
And when you say you usually subcontracted the excavation, does that mean even like just footings that are a foot or two down if you're doing a garage floor or something like that? Or... like, do you own a backhoe that
no.
you or when you did this excavation that was out of the ordinary, you had to rent something?
Rented it, yes.
So you would normally have someone come in and dig the footings and such, and then you'd come in and set forms and pour?
Usually on a job there is plumbing and underground work, and so then the excavator comes in and does that and does the underground plumbing and everything. There was no plumbing in this. This was just a cold storage building, so that's why it's hard to get an excavator to come just to do this little area. And so
I see.
That's why we ended up doing it ourselves.
And so does this happen in 14? And in 15, were you still operating as Phoenix Construction?
Yes.
And then starting in the spring of 16 was when that ceased and you took employment elsewhere?
Yeah.
And so does Phoenix Construction, the corporation, even really exist anymore?
It's not a corporation.
Isn't this letterhead say Phoenix Construction Incorporated?
It was a corporation at one time, and then I stopped being incorporated, I guess, and I didn't see that was still the old letterhead.
Was it still the corporation in 2014 when this happened, or is this really you, or is this Phoenix Construction is what I'm trying to get at?
The corporation hasn't been since... somewhere in the 90s, I'm going to say 96 or 7 or somewhere in that range.
So any responsibility for this is personal on you. It's not that it's a corporation that you own or used to own. It's on you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Are you a sole proprietorship?
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to say in regards to the questions that have been asked of you?
I don't think so. No. Okay.
Any further questions?
There are just a couple. So did you ever file papers to wrap up your company at all? Is it registered with the state of North Dakota?
You mean now?
Yeah, Phoenix Construction.
Well, it's contractor's license is the only thing that would be required of me now. Yeah.
And right. So you filed papers of dissolution or something like that, or
no, I did not.
So would you still be a business in good standing under the state registry?
My contractor's license, I believe, is no longer in effect since I don't have liability insurance. So I don't know any other papers that you're required to do.
Mr. Unruh, is a 36-inch pipeline a big pipeline or a small pipeline?
I would assume it's a good size.
All right, so more than likely, someone probably should have seen it if they hit it, correct? A large pipeline such as that.
Yeah.
Okay. No other questions, Robert?
Any further questions?
Yes, Sarah has a question that maybe I should have thought of too. How deep did you excavate at this location?
The walls are 4 feet and the footing is 8 inches, so I guess somewhere around 4 feet.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Any response?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, you are excused. You may take your seat. Do we have closing arguments, or how did you... want a break before closing arguments?
Your Honor, just maybe
or waive them? Okay. We'll take a 5-minute break, and then we'll have closing arguments in which you'll be able to make a final statement in which you wrap up your case. We'll be back here at 3:05 p.m. It's 3:05, and we're back on the record. Mr. Hsu, did you want to recall a witness?
Your Honor, I don't think it's necessary to recall any witness.
Okay.
I do have a question I would like to ask each one of them, if that's okay. But and Mr. Hsu may not want to, but I want to, so please don't close the record. On behalf of the commission.
Okay,
so first of all, I have a question for Mr. Unruh, okay?
You may ask your question.
Was the excavation a big hole, the entire size of the addition, or is it just the border of the hole?
Perimeter.
That's the word. You need to talk into your mic, though, if that's okay.
It would be called a ribbon footing, just the outline of the building.
Just the outline of the building. Okay, and what are the dimensions of that again? Approximate. I mean, how big was the addition?
I believe it went from the east side of the building, I believe it went out 25 feet and went to the south. Approximately 30 feet and then come back up about 35 feet or somewhere around there.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have for Mr. Unruh.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
I do have a question for the city, which would be, how deep is the pipe? I don't know which witness would be the appropriate one to ask.
The appropriate witness would please go to the witness stand. Mr. Wright?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You're reminded that you're still under oath.
Yes, sir.
You may ask your question.
How deep is the pipe that we're talking about? How deep was it in that location?
The existing pipe, the shallowest would have been on the east side as it falls to the west. But the east side, when we dug that up and measured it, it was a little over 6 feet deep. And the footing was actually down into about the top third of the pipe, which means if they excavated and hit that pipe, they would have had to have backfilled a couple feet up in order to get the footing elevation.
Okay.
So it would have been down into the...
And you said it was down into it how far, the footing?
It was probably the top third of the pipe. And that's why we made the decision that we can't get under that building. It was too... Because the pipe, the 36, wouldn't fit through there without modifying the footing or the wall. We'd have had to take the building down or modify the footing.
I do remember now that you said that earlier, but that was a long time ago. Thank you. I mean, you said that part of it earlier,
yep.
Not the depth. And that's all we have.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Unruh? Commissioner? Mr. Unruh.
You said the top of the pipe was approximately 6 feet in the ground?
The bottom, the invert of the pipe, was about 6 feet deep. I dug it up and measured it according to the width of the building and the footing. I have a picture of that, and the footing is down in the bottom of the footing is in the top third of the pipe. So we couldn't, you would have had to take that footing out to get the 36-inch pipe through there.
Okay. Any further questions? Commissioner Christman?
So I think now I'm clear. I think I had the same question as Mr. Unruh, but I just want to restate it and make sure I understand now. Your 36-inch storm sewer, the bottom of it was 6 feet below the surface
Correct.
Of the ground. So the four-foot excavation went down and got into the 3 feet that was above your pipe and 1 foot down into the pipeline itself.
The footing wall was down 4 feet by code. And then the footing is 8 inches thick, and to the invert of our 36-inch pipe was 6 feet. So there was an overlap between the footing and the top of that pipe ran right into the bottom of the footing. So it had been backfilled. It had been, if the pipe was intact, they would have dug in and would have had to have backfilled a couple feet in order to get to footing elevation.
And how far away from that footing was that pipe busted up? I'm trying to imagine this thing getting hit. Did it shatter like a piece of china, and for the next 10 feet it was just a bunch of little pieces of clay, or did it?
It broke in some pretty good chunks. I mean, that you can imagine that clay tile is probably 4 to 5 inches thick, depending on. So it took a considerable effort to break that pipe, and I have a picture when we first got there and dug. I have a picture of the chunks of pipe that were thrown off to the side. I actually have a picture from when we began the exploratory excavation. I have that picture.
How big might the bigger pieces be?
Oh, the pieces were probably, the smallest ones were like a dinner plate, and the largest ones were, you know, a couple of feet in diameter and thrown into a pile off to the side.
Okay. Another question?
Advisory staff?
Well, we have one of those pictures, I think, that you attached to the initial complaint. How many other pictures do you have?
I have the pictures I took were when we first discovered this, the Public Works put the camera in there, we did the exploratory excavation because we couldn't get to that on the east side. We couldn't get because there was a debris field in the pipe. So we couldn't get actually up to that location. So we decided to dig down alongside the building and look at that and look and see how bad that was, thinking that was possibility that we could bore underneath that. If the footing was in the right spot, that we could bore underneath that and get our 36-inch back in there, but it wasn't possible because you'd either had to take the footing out and the floor in the building or support the building and redo the footings so that we could get around it to put the footing underneath. We have some infrastructure that actually does run through buildings, and it's not preferable, but it's one of those things that you deal with utilities.
Would the commission want those other pictures? How many other pictures are there?
I have three pictures of that.
The other pictures into the record, if you're willing to provide them?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sure couldn't hurt.
Okay, so that'd be three additional pictures?
I do have a drawing, too, of the measurements that shows that I measured everything when we had it excavated.
That would be, like that, too. That would be helpful, too, unless there's an objection. And you can name them something different, 1, 2, 3, and 4, I guess.
Maybe there's three pictures?
There's three pictures when we did the excavation, and then there's two of the excavation and one of the debris pile that I have that I noticed I had on my camera. Yeah.
Do you have them here with you today? Or would
no, I do not have them on my camera.
They'd be late filed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so three pictures, one drawing.
Right.
Okay. I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah.
Any more questions for this witness, Mr. Unruh?
So if somebody thought they were doing something illegal and covering something up, you think they'd have put the pipe over into a pile off to the side to keep her?
I don't know. There was a pile of debris, and it was the pipe, chunks of the pipe, to be honest with you, that when we got there, that's what it was set off to the side of the building. And I think Randy Meyer said that when that pile existed there, too, and I took a picture of it when we got there.
Any further questions?
Just one. You made the phrase, Brad, about you said it took considerable effort to break the pipe. I know a little bit about those big clay pipes. I mean, it seems to me that the person digging would have known there was something changed, regular soil, to hit a pipe that...
If the pipe was intact, you would have to... When I came to repair that, there were some jagged pieces that we had to break, and we couldn't do it with a sledgehammer. I had to do it with a backhoe in order to break those chunks out so we could make a connection onto good pipe. So it takes considerable force on those pieces of pipe to break it. If you broke into it, you would certainly know it.
So whether we take the discussion about whether they covered it up or didn't cover it up, what would your opinion be about the person that was digging knew they hit something that was underground?
Yes, you would certainly know that.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any further questions, Mr. Unruh?
No.
Any further questions?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Commissioners?
No, sir.
No, sir.
You may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Are you ready for closing arguments?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Even though I hardly think it's necessary at this time, there's substantial evidence of the violations here. The first violation, Mr. Unruh even agrees that he didn't call before, or he didn't locate the area before he actually dug it out and excavated the area. In addition to what Mr. Wright said about the actual damage to the facilities and how difficult it would be to, how a person would actually know that they at least struck something and that it was down a third into the pipe from the excavation, Mr. Myers testified that Mr. Unruh knew that he had hit the pipeline and believed that it was abandoned. This can be corroborated what he told the city back in 2015, where he said that there was pieces of vitrified clay pipe that was pulled out, and it goes along hand in hand with that, and then he backfilled over it. This 36-inch pipeline is a fairly large pipeline. Mr. Unruh even said that if someone hit that, they would know. I think in light of all the evidence just been presented today, I think it's clear that there are violations, and I'm just going to submit to the commission that to make a proper penalty for this that should be assessed. Should it be at least $11,000 between the two violations? Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Unruh, do you have any closing arguments?
I don't.
Well, that's okay. Any closing statements by the commissioners?
Well, I guess I'll give my thoughts. Just thank everyone for being here today. Thank you for your time coming today, Mr. Unruh, and the City of Bismarck. Get back to work. And for our own advisory staff and advocacy staff, I think one thing that You know, the commission does a lot of cases, and some are higher visibility than others, but I think that, you know, our process that we follow is very rigid. You know, whether it's a recommended $500 fine or we're citing the Dakota Access Pipeline, we follow a very rigid process, and we make sure we uphold what the law says we're supposed to do. And so going forward, you know, what will happen is we'll get those late-filed exhibits that are in. The commission has a meeting tomorrow, which will schedule our first work session on this. That'll give Commissioner Fedorchak a chance to listen to the tape, and the three of us will then deliberate about what we think is appropriate, and then we'll go forward and make a decision. The backdrop, just for the general audience that may be listening online or right here, is that, you know, North Dakota's had a huge uptake of construction, whether it's pipelines or underground power lines or natural gas facilities. You know, we've had individuals that have hit gas lines have been killed in North Dakota. We've had major communities that have lost services, and so the goal here is, you know, to make sure we enforce the law, but we protect those underground facilities, and that's the backdrop here, that whatever decision the commission makes, that it's very serious that we keep doing all those things, because you see the discussion raging about the Dakota Access Pipeline, and is it safe, is it that? I keep telling people that the biggest reason facilities fail is third-party damages, and so that's one of the things that's so very important. I appreciate City of Bismarck working through this. I appreciate Mr. Unruh, the work that you've done in the past, and we'll find a path forward on this. So thank you from my viewpoint.
Commissioner Christman.
I have nothing to add. Thanks, everybody, for being here, though.
Okay. Mr. Hsu, will you make proposed findings of fact, conclusion of law, and a proposed order?
Yes, Your Honor.
And by what time you think you can have that done? November 4th-ish, or?
Yes, Your Honor, November 4th should be fine.
Okay, and you're welcome to do that as well, if you'd like, to make recommended proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and an order for the commission, if that's what you'd like to do. We have some late-filed exhibits. I'm going to label them when they come in as late-filed 1, which will be the three pictures, and late-filed, which will be LF1, will be the three pictures of the pipe, and LF2 will be the drawing of the excavation. How long do you think that would take? Should we leave the record open for November 4th? It would be a good time just so it's all the same date, but does that sound reasonable?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Your Honor, I have a question before you close.
Okay. Yep. Is there any objections to the late filed exhibits?
No.
Okay. Is there any other matter that should be addressed at this time?
Your Honor, offering someone who doesn't do this regularly or is not trained as an attorney the opportunity to do proposed finding of facts, conclusion of law and order might seem kind of daunting or impossible. Does that need to be in real proper legal form, or can that be as simple as some recommendations like, you know, what someone feels the penalty should be? Can you explain that a little more?
Yes. Commissioner Christman, the findings of fact would be the fact that that they'll sign off on later, they'll agree on the fact, but you could write the facts as you see them, and then the conclusions of law would be applying those facts to the law. So you take the facts and you apply them to the law of whether you called for the one call ticket or whether you backfilled and didn't report those two laws, and you apply the facts to those laws. And then you could have an order, and the order would be the penalty pretty much in this case. So you could do that in a letter form if you'd like to the commission, in which you say the facts as you see them. You apply them to the law, which is pretty straightforward as to the backfilling or not calling for the ticket, and then say you think the penalty should be such and such because of such and such, and they would accept that.
We would accept it as a proposal, not as a
ultimate
they'll conclusion.
They'll accept it as a proposal, definitely, and they'll look at that. So if you want to write one final letter, you sure may. Is there any other matter that should come before us today?
No, Your
Well, seeing that there is nothing further before us at this time, I am going to close the hearing at approximately 3:23 p.m., and I will keep the record open for late-filed exhibits until November 4th. The hearing is closed.